This is 7AD and 7BU and the Spirit of Tasmania cycling tour underway this week. And we've got sections on the northwest coast. To tell us more, race director Scott McGrory. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, good morning. Certainly looking forward to it. It's been a couple of years, obviously, due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
2019 was the last edition, and we're all super excited to get back to the home of cycling.
Right. So how many cyclists have you got lined up?
Close to 80, I think, in the men's race. A little bit less, around 55 or so in the women's. But also have under 19 category this year as well. They race in amongst the men and the women, but they'll have their own category for the National Road Series as well. So it's a great opportunity for the under 19s, the emerging talent, to just, I guess, get a bit of a somewhat of a kick, because it's going to be tough for them, but they'll get an indication of what it's going to take for them and how much commitment they'll need to step right up into the National Road Series as they go into the elite category.
Yeah. All right, well, let's have a look at your elite riders. So who are you tipping in men's and women's?
Well, when it comes to the men's race in Tassie, it's always hard to go past Team Bridge Lane. You know, they will win the National Road Series teams classification again this year, and they always have so many good, strong riders. Now, we do know that the unfortunate situation with the flooding and flash flooding you guys have had down there, and most of Australia has had recently, the Poatina climb is not in the tour this year. We will go to the village of Poatina, but they don't get to race up the long climb. So that'll take out some of the pure climbing specialists, but that stage to Sheffield, which is the next day, that is brutal. So that's going to be tough as well. So it's hard to go past a rider like Matt Dinham, who did finish in the top 10 at the World Championships in Wollongong just recently. He rides for Team Bridge Lane. He was in the under 23 category there. Super strong rider. They also have Sam Fox, a Tasmanian mountain bike rider that's very accomplished. Sam Jenner's a good climber. Zach Marriage, this youngster from Adelaide, he's only 18, but he won the tour up of the Great South up on the Sunshine Coast recently. So he's an emerging talent as well. So I think they have the numbers. It's hard to go past any of the riders from Team Bridge Lane for the men's race.
Okay. Now, the Sprayton to Sheffield leg, the road race, that's on Saturday. They should get there about 3:40, you reckon?
Around about, yeah. So we also have the women racing there as well. So the men's race starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, finishes around a little bit after 11, and the women, then they'll take off at 1 o'clock and finish around 3:30. So there's opportunity to see both categories there. It's going to be a great race. This is the first time that we've actually had that particular course in the Spirit of Tasmania Tour, simply because of the bridge washed away on the climb up to Gunns Plains,
where
we normally would go. So that's a brutal climb that's taken out, but we have replaced it with a stage that virtually has no flat roads at all. It is up or down,
yeah.
And it's going to be a real fantastic stage for the opportunists.
So that's on Saturday, Sprayton to Sheffield. And then Sunday, the Devonport section. Now, this is the criterium, right?
Yeah, it is, down around Bluff Road. So always been a great addition to the events. And then they all get to finish off with a fast-flowing criterium. So the pure sprinters, they get their chance in Devonport at really high speed. So that's going to be a fantastic race.
Obviously, you'll have all the course signposted for people, you know, who might be around the Bluff area on Sunday. So that'll be all, the traffic will be all well managed as usual, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, look, absolutely. And it is also a very convenient spot for us racing-wise, because the residential section is, you know, is a little bit further south from where the actual stage finishes. So there's plenty of ways to get around. But if you are in that area, or if you are a local, of course, please come on down. It's really fast and furious racing. Let's hope the weather holds out and it's a beautiful day. That is on Sunday, the 27th. Now, it kicks off at 9 a.m., and that's for the women. They finish around 9:57. They have 36 kilometres of racing. And then after that, then the men get going at 11:30. They'll finish up at around 12:30, a little bit after 12:30, after 54 kilometres. So two great races to watch.
And it's great to have this terrific event back again. So it's the Spirit of Tasmania Cycling Tour for the men's and women's, starting this week and wrapping up in Devonport on Sunday with the criterium. Now, all the info's online, event information and routes, go to touroftasmania.com. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Really looking forward to it. So excited to get back down to Tasmania.